Sometimes you'll hear someone called a Renaissance man. It means he's a man of many interests and gifts and pursuits and skilled in many areas. Now, there is such a thing as a Renaissance boy. Well, I used to like to think our grandson was one. Interested in a lot of things, and he was pretty good at a lot of them. And to round out the other areas of his life, he got involved in a soccer league for kids his age, which would make his mother a soccer mom, I guess, which means everybody wants her vote, right, in elections. Well, our grandson didn't have the benefit of having an older sibling to learn from, as some of the other members of his little team did. The soccer learning curve for him was a little steep, but he was doing well. But something really special happened in one of the last games of the season. The team's two little stars came late, players who the others tend to lean on, but they weren't there to lean on. Well, now it was clearly up to kids who were usually in the shadow of those stars, including our favorite soccer player, who really stepped up. Suddenly he was more focused, more aggressive than we'd seen him all season. And right away he scored two goals for his team. Oh, and of course, they won that night. Well, I'm Ron Upscraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your time to shine. Now, I guess our grandson looked around and said, well, if it is to be, it's up to me. And suddenly he stepped up to make a difference like he'd never made before. Well, it may be that time in the game for you right now. Time to step up and really make a difference. You've got a great example to follow in our word for today in 1 Samuel 17, beginning with verse 23. The Israelis and Philistines are lined up facing one another on opposite sides of a valley. Every day the Philistine giant comes out, and he challenges the Israelites to send out a man to fight him, with the people of the loser serving the people of the winner from that day on. Well, young David, the youngest brother in his family, arrives to bring food to his warrior brothers, just as Goliath is coming out to issue his challenge for the 40th day in a row. The Bible says, Goliath shouted his usual defiance, and David heard it. When the Israelites saw the man, they all ran from him in great fear. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Well, none of the big varsity players in their nice uniforms will get in the game, so the kid does, with just a slingshot. He doesn't have the training the others do, doesn't have the experience, doesn't have the weapons, but he's willing to step up because he believes, as he tells Goliath, the battle is the Lord's. And Goliath went down because an unlikely, seemingly unqualified hero stepped up. This is a time when the Goliaths of hell are holding the field all around us. Not because the darkness is so strong, but because no one will step up and fight the darkness. Right now, God's summoning you, maybe as unlikely and unqualified as you may feel you are, to come out of the shadows and get onto the front lines. Someone has to take that assignment where no one else is rising up to. Someone needs to step up and change the atmosphere in your church, your family, your home, your school, where you work. Someone has to fight for your marriage. Someone has to be the one to confront what's wrong, to bring people together, to lead a prayer effort, to talk about Jesus. In Isaiah's day, when God asked, who will go for us, Isaiah answered, here am I, send me. Well, maybe you've been holding back saying, here am I, send him. Well, God's summoning you to step up for this one. Like our grandson on that soccer field, making a greater difference than he'd ever made before, because he knew it was up to him this time. And this assignment from God is up to you. Even if there are defiant giants standing in the way, it's your time to shine, and you will. Because the battle, yeah, is the Lord's.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.